Hello, Podnotians, Door to Door Geek, Episode 2. This show is going to be all about conferences. We are not going to as many conferences this year as we would like to go, but I did want to tell everyone about 5 conferences coming up in the near future and who you can hang out with, at least some of them that I know. First up is PenguinCon. PenguinCon is in Southfield, Michigan, Detroit area outside of that city. This is a multi-conference is the way I put it. This conference is not just open source focused, but it's also sci-fi focused, fashion focused, cultural focused is the real way that I can put this one. Two of my good friends are going to be at this conference positively, and one of them is Kevin O'Brien. He is helping with the track scheduling for the Linux focused type content or the open source type content. The other person I know who's going to be there this year is 5150. I'm going to say 5150's name a lot this episode. If you want to get in touch with him, it is at 5150, all letters, no numbers, 5150 at LenoxBasement.com. Shoot him an email. He'll be happy to meet you, hook up with you, show you the town, and show you what is cool about each town. He has been to these events more than once. I will say again, PenguinCon is on April 28th through the 30th in Southfield, Michigan. A very cool event with very cool people going. The next event is Linux Fest Northwest, which is up in Bellingham, Washington. I will encourage everyone not to fly directly into Bellingham. It is a very expensive flight. Instead, fly into SeaTac or another airport and then drive there. This event is going on May the 6th and the 7th, and it is up at the Bellingham Technical College. The students who go to school there for credit basically help with the event, so there's always nice people working there. It's in a technical college, so it's very nicely laid out. You don't get cramped whatsoever, and has a really good vendor area there. That again is going on May the 6th and May the 7th. Again, I do believe 5150 is going to this year's event. This is the event, honestly, I wish I was going to, just because of the number of cool people up in that area. No matter what, I'm going to say it again, next year, 2018, this is going to be my number one focus to go to an event, just because I get to hang with so many really cool guys. Coming up next is Kansas Linux Fest, which I actually believe is physically closest to 5150. I will say, unfortunately, very unfortunately, this event is going on May the 13th and May the 14th, Mother's Day. I would really like to understand why they scheduled an event on Mother's Day. I'm going to assume they got a really good discount on price or some kind of sweet deal because of it, because there will be a certain amount of people not going to this event this year just because it is on Mother's Day and they like to remain married. But if you're single and you want to go to a Linux conference, to me, this is a very good looking Linux conference for a couple reasons. It's small enough to where you can shake everyone's hand and talk to them, but it also has some pretty good speakers, it looks like. This is held out Wichita State University on May the 13th and May the 14th, which I'm going to guess, again, is a very well laid out conference. Nice big screens where you can see everything that everyone is doing. Built-in audio systems that should make it easy to hear everybody. 5150 is definitely going to this event, and he said if you want a tour of the town, contact him. He has no problem going around showing people highlights of that area. This was the conference I was all ready to go to. I had my airplane's ticket one click away from being booked, and then Tracy Holtz, good friend of mine, said, you know, Dor, this looks like it's scheduled on Mother's Day. So thanks to him, I was able to save my marriage and not get in any trouble. But unfortunately, that means I miss another conference to go to. After that, we have Southeast Linux Fest, which is June the 9th through June the 11th at the Sheridan Charlotte Airport, Charlotte, North Carolina. This is an event I've heard fantastic things about. But because it's June and it's in southern United States, I honestly have a little hesitation to go just because of the heat down there. I'm not a fan of really hot climates or incredibly cold climates for that matter. So I have not gone to any Southeast Linux Fest yet. I do believe I will go to one sooner or later, but this year I will say one of the guys going is Dan, Double N Dan from Tilts. Unbelievably nice guy. I believe he's taking his family down there. And I also believe Pegwall is going down there. So be careful, everyone. Pegwall is going to be in the area. Cover yourself. Make sure to look over your shoulder because you never know when Pegwall is going to be right there. All kidding aside, he's one of the guys I really am upset that I'm not going down to that conference because I really like to just sit down, have a meal with him, BS. I think it'll be a hell of a lot of fun. Again, that is June the 9th through the 11th at the Sheraton Charlotte Airport. Seems like a really, really good event. Been going on for more than a couple years. And I'll say last but not least in my vision, in my eyesight, which is Ohio Linux Fest 2017. It was literally just announced a couple days ago that the event is going to happen this year. I had more than a couple people asking me if it was not going to happen this year, but it is going to happen September 29th through the 30th, a two-day event at the Hyatt Regency Columbus, Ohio, in the Greater Columbus Convention Center, essentially. But it's going to happen in the basement of the Hyatt. I will say, year after year, it seems like OLF has shrunk a little bit in size. And I mean this in the nicest way possible. That's not a bad thing. That, to me, then means more people you can talk to, a tighter-knit group of people, and to be honest, more passionate people. This area for a conference, to me, is among the best areas I've ever been to. There's plenty of places right across the street, down the street 100 feet, where you can go eat, hang out, or relax. And there is a place called Barley's, which is a bar, maybe an eighth of a mile up the road, where they had a classic arcade upstairs, completely free to play. They just encourage you to enjoy your beverages while you were there that they sold you. These are all the events that are in my eyesight. I am going to go to OLF. In fact, I already have the room booked for OLF. The only question is how long am I going to stay? It's the 29th through the 30th, but I do believe I'm going to make every honest effort to get there September the 28th, Thursday, and leave on the 1st, which is Sunday. I like going to these events, if possible, one day early and one day late. It gives me a chance to relax when I'm there and come down from the show when I'm done. If you plan on going to any of these events, don't hesitate to let me know. Also, if you need a tour guide or if you want to know what's cool in those areas for these events, I really do say hook up with 5150. That's 51 all text, FIFTYONEFIFTY at LinuxBasement.com. He knows these events. He knows these areas. He knows where to go. He knows where not to go. And he is a really nice guy. The random tip I want to give you, it's not going to be for everyone. I will say that. It is called TIC. TIC. I do believe I got these off of Amazon in the past. I don't believe they're sold anywhere else in the U.S. It's called TIC. TIC. And what these are little foldable pieces of plastic. When a button falls off of something and you need it back on right away, you don't want to sew it on. You don't have a sewing kit with you. You pull out one of these little devices, TIC. I believe they're around $6, and you get, I believe, four in a box, maybe three in a box. And you basically just take the button, put it in its place, take this little device, fold it over, put it through the holes, squeeze it shut, and then twist it a little bit, and it falls off and your button stays put. I have put this on a shirt and put it through the wash at least 30, 40 times. The button is still on. To me, this is a perfectly fine way to put a button back on your shirt when you absolutely need it on right now. This is one of those little ways I like to at least try to give the perception of professional looking when, you know, I'm a Linux graybeard weenie that really doesn't dress up too well, but I like to at least play one on TV whenever the opportunity comes along. And again, all of these links will be in the show. I want to thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone for downloading. Please do not forget, go to podnuts.com, PODNUTZ. Browse the content once in a while. Try a show you haven't tried in a while. The only constant is change in this universe. period. Also, I'm doing a little spot with Bruce Patterson on the Distro Watch podcast. If you do not know what distrowatch.com is, please go there. Let me tell you right now, it's one of the few places on the internet where you can really find pretty unbiased information about Linux distros and everything that goes into them. And Bruce is the voice of the weekly podcast where he takes a lot of the text-based articles and brings them into audio form. I've been listening to it for years. It's a great source of information, and to be able to chat with Bruce is nothing but a joy. So I want to thank Bruce publicly for having me on that show, and I will definitely talk to everyone next time.
My name is Jeff Hallisch. I am the host of Podnuts, the Computer Repair Podcast, where we take live calls on the air to answer your questions on running and operating your computer repair business every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can check it out over at podnuts.com/Computer Repair Podcast Live.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.